This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas sleigh. Dang it. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. The Top 5 of 5 is brought to you by Paramount+. You can't count on much. You can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Yep, so the crew just imposing our wisdom on the youth today.
Yep.
They said, you know, the debate team from Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Sports debate club.
Which is crazy. I mean, yeah. I wish they had that when I was in high school.
Well, do you see the number of people in that club?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Was it exclusive to boys?
Well, yeah, it was a... It was only boys.
It was only boys.
Yeah.
It was only boys.
Yeah.
So, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And we all started our talk with the same thing. I was like you in high school,
debating,
arguing at the lunch table.
Yep.
And it was like, that's what the boys did back in the day. It was great. So the five funniest things that happened from our talk with the Plymouth White Marsh kids. I made one master debater joke and one kid laughed.
Oh, very subtle. Out of him?
Very subtle. And he was like, he turned to his friends, like, "You hear what he said?" I was like, "I got him." No one else noticed it.
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. I'm a little sneaky. A little sneaky with that. So I did land one master debater joke for the debate club.
Well, you almost got, it was very quick that you almost got an enough already out of Lakin.
Yeah. Well, because I started with, I didn't have a famous father.
Yes, yeah. They got me the job.
They got me the job.
Yes. Yes. And Rob had to clarify that my father did not get me this particular job.
Correct. The fourth funniest thing that happened with our talk with Plymouth White Marsh is the shocking reveal that at one point I was an Uber driver.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. Did not know that.
How long did you drive Uber?
Like 2 or 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
When the hell was this?
So this is before I was hired here. So okay. This is like 2017. So I graduated in May of 17. And I forget when I graduated. But I graduated in 16.
Okay.
Okay. I barely did questions if I even graduated.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I was out for 8 months and I was either Ubering or I was making dog bones for my dad's dog bone company.
Right.
In a church listening to sports radio.
So
all day.
Any funny stories about Ubering? Did you have any funny business in the back?
Nah. I hated picking up drunk people.
Yeah.
I don't like being around drunk people.
What do you think Uber is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I actually like when I could take people to the airport. That was nice.
That's a good one.
I like that.
But then my problem was you took someone to the airport, all of a sudden you get stuck in Philly. You know, because you're close enough, because you take someone from the airport, and then you're in the, and then this is old Uber.
No, I guess I'm saying the airport is in the middle of nowhere. It's not in Philly.
No, I know, But like, also,
you're not
but,
stuck in Philly. It's not like you're in Rittenhouse Square.
But also, you're at the airport. You might as well pick someone up.
Yes.
Okay.
So then that could take you into Philly.
Yes.
You know. So and then I started racking up miles in my car. I had a new car.
Yeah. Who would have guessed you would have done that driving Uber?
Yeah.
Dude, if there is somebody listening who had Jack as your Uber driver,
please call us.
You are going right to the top of the call board. I need to know.
They're not going to remember Fritz.
No.
Oh, come
There's
on.
There's one guy who would remember. Because I remember I did it. The day I got hired by WIP.
Okay.
And I was like, I just got hired by WIP.
Really?
Won't be doing this much longer. Yeah. He might call it.
Okay.
But yes, I was an Uber driver for a little bit. The third funniest thing on our talk with Plymouth White Marsh today was the one kid asked about arguing and how you win an argument.
Yes.
And Ike started like almost arguing himself and won the argument against himself. He's like, you know what? Sometimes you get more passionate and get louder. And that's how you win every argument. And you know, we pointed out the clock thing, the clock trick he pulls.
Yep, every now and again.
Where he knows we're 2 minutes from break and he's like, I'm going to the Kobe possession. Give me the ball and get out of the way. I mean, it was a master class in arguing.
Man, unbelievable.
Well, you had to learn that when you were doing the show with my dad.
Yes.
Because you guys were arguing a lot. You needed strategy with him.
He is definitely where I honed my debating.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, well, because you guys were, you know.
Well, and prior to then, I would just give my opinion. Nobody would really argue with me.
Right,
it
right.
It was just me giving my opinion about things. With Howard, there were little fights there, yes.
Yeah. And he will. His father was this way. Mm-hmm. My pop-up Don was this way. Is that whatever you say, they're going to think the other thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You think I'm a contrarian?
Yeah.
It is nowhere near the same level as whatever your opinion is. He's going to have the other opinion.
Yeah, he made me start disagreeing with him on everything.
Of course.
Because he would never agree with me about anything. So I'm like, yeah, I'll never tell you when you're right about something or I agree. All right, so then we're going to argue about everything.
Like, I can imagine growing up, it was like, the sky's blue. And he's like, not today. You know? Well, actually. Yeah.
Growing up. Now.
Yeah. It's awesome. So the second funniest thing that happened with our talk at Plymouth White Marsh is, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I noticed this. I got the pity setup questions and the pity setup from Rod. You know, with you two, it's like, Ike, oh, he started at nights. Rarely does someone grind their way to the top from the end. He started from the bottom.
I did.
I mean, waxed poetically for what felt like 10 minutes. Was really like two. Goes to Spike. Oh, like what a job he did here. And like we talked and it was great. Gets to me and it's, yeah, he's Jack. Right? You know, and then the pity questions, everyone asks you guys, like Scope setting you guys up for questions. Like, and finally Spike was like, you know, Jack has a podcast. I kept trying to get me to talk more.
I was trying to. Yes.
We all felt it. There was an ugly duckling up there. And the ugly duckling was me.
Even Rod spoke more than you.
Yeah, I know. And that's Rod.
Well, but you also won't jump in on a question.
No interest. Yeah. No.
And the truth is,
no interest.
The truth is, in that group, you may be the most, well, like,
relatable.
Well, there's probably people in there that are
like
Jack
you.
Fans
yes.
that are, you know, from the podcast and from the internet and all that kind of stuff. And
don't get me wrong, they all want to take the route that I took.
Yeah. Get to the NFL.
They'd rather be a professional athlete first.
Yes.
It was a good route. It's good hearing everyone's stories again.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
But know that I started at the bottom.
You did.
I started at the bottom.
Yeah.
Unlike Hugh.
Yeah. Hugh just marched right in here.
Gave takes today, though.
Well, he did give
takes. Oh, he really did. Yeah, he gave takes today.
He was on one.
He's starting to. You spend too much time in Atlanta. They're not giving takes in Atlanta. You know, you get comfortable. You're just talking about college football. You get here, it's a different world.
When he does decide to give a take, he gives it. He is
assimilating in a very special way.
Yeah. And it was 4 hours of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started at the beginning of the show. Yeah, that was 4 hours.
Didn't move off it. But the number one funny thing that happened with our talk at Plymouth White Marsh today was there's a lot of versions of Spike.
Oh, no.
But today
what
we got
do?
You got Edgy Spike. Like, really? Oh, I'm going to curse in front of the kids. Oh, I'm going to drop an F-bomb because I'm edgy and I'm the cool guy. Oh, I got tattoos. Like, we got it.
Oh, I got tattoos.
Well, you know, it's all part of your persona. It's all part of your persona.
I was wearing a hoodie.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, edgy Spike came out today. I'm going to curse in front of the kids and be one of the cool guys. Yeah, we all saw it.
I had no problem with it.
Look, I wasn't purposely being edgy. I was just talking.
Yeah. Being one of the guys.
And listen, every once in a while, you throw one of those in there, yeah, and it catches their attention.
Yes.
All right, whoa, hold on. Because, you know, listen, we're talking to 45 kids ranging 9th to 12th grade. I don't know. How long does it take for them to tune you out?
20 minutes?
Yeah, like they're going to tune you out pretty quick, so you got to sort of bring them back with something.
Yeah, and you know, you look out there, you're noticing the dead eyes.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
I don't like any dead eyes out there. Mm-hmm. You guys in the sports debate club, this is like, you know, as good as it gets in here. Yeah, all we debate sports for a living. Wake up.
Yeah.
Here's an F-bomb.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I really? There was an F-bomb?
I don't think there was an F-bomb.
No, there was that 100% an F-bomb.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, F-bomb, S-bomb.
I remember
the
S-bomb.
I remember the S-bomb.
I remember the F-bomb.
I remember the context?
No.
Oh, yeah. I had a few moments up there that were eyebrow raisers.
Yeah, no. You set the tone.
Yeah.
He took over. It was good. It was good. And then they made you sit on the floor, which is mean because you're bad back.
I offered to. I thought it would be funny. And then it was.
Then it wasn't.
No. Yeah. It hurt
just
getting up.
Just check it in. John Clark has tweeted again.
And he hasn't responded to your text.
But no text back.
Leave Clark alone, man.
I know. I feel bad. But also, just come on.
Yeah. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. It's Thursday, so we have Fake Stats Connor with us. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm doing all right, although an 0-3 slide hits pretty hard, but I'm not panicking. But doing all right. How are you guys?
You know, you got to keep an even keel on these things.
The law averages. He'll bounce back.
Yep. Yeah. Regression was bound to hit if AJ catches that pass on 4th and 6, but I digress. 9 wins and 9 losses overall, exactly. You know, whatever. If I had just gone with the quarterback market of longest pass completion, we would have gone 2 of 3. So that's where we're pivoting.
But you didn't.
Well, that's where we're pivoting this week.
Right.
We're going to try the longest pass completion. If that doesn't work out, we're going to be pivoting again to a different market.
Okay.
So tonight I'm going with Drake May. I know it's a barn burner of a matchup with the Patriots, but the Patriots offense, Patriots and Jets, but the Patriots offense has been pretty good. So Drake May over 36.5 longest pass completion. This Jets defense has been good, but they haven't really faced a murderer's row of passing monsters like they faced Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, and Bryce Young. So I think in the last tonight is the night that this Jets team kind of their spirit just breaks. I mean, Garrett Wilson just got ruled out. Because of this, Patriots offense has just been so good, partially because May has been one of the best deep ball throws behind like Sam Darnold this season. He's hit this line 5 straight, well over this number. He's hit for 53, 39, 44, 58, and 72 yards. So, and he's also 6 for 8 and wins this season. They're 12.5 point favorites. So 36.5 longest pass completion for Drake May tonight.
Okay. And what else you got?
We'll keep going with the Eagles, and I'm not afraid of Jalen Hurts, so I'm going back to him. 36.5 longest pass completion, same number, same market, just going with Jalen Hurts. He's got a much easier matchup against this Lions secondary. He's hit 4 out of the last 5. He's gone 4 for 4 at home this year, actually. And additionally, 5 of the last 9 quarterbacks have hit this high of a number against the Lions. Finally, the Lions basically are playing the highest level of man coverage, the highest rate of man coverage this year. And we still have 2 of the best man coverage beaters in the game. So regardless, I think Jalen basically just has to beat them deep in order to win this game. So, those are the two markets I like. 36.5 longest pass completion for both Drake May and Jalen Hurts.
All right, Fake Stats Connor. And that is where Jalen succeeds best against man coverage.
Yeah. You know? Honestly, he's like the 3rd best deep ball thrower this year. It's Sam Darnold, Drake May, and Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I would take Sam Darnold, honestly, but his number is huge, and I don't want to take that. So
okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Connor. Thanks, brother.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. If every bet is even, you win the number. What's the number? Like 56%. That's what a really good gambler does. 56-57%. Yeah, I think that's the number.
Certainly ain't over 60.
No. Yeah. So he's at, you know, 50-50, you end up losing because the vig or whatever, but 50-50 is where he's at now. We'll see where he's at the end of the season. 215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton. You're on WIP. What's up, Jordan? Oh.
No. Jordan?
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
There's always
those tattooed guys that have to approve how edgy. What? You can't hear me?
No, no.
Well, we
did.
Couldn't hear you at first.
Yeah, now
thank
you.
Goodness. Man, yeah. You hold for 2 hours. You want to be heard at the
all
end.
Right.
It's always those tattooed guys.
Right.
Tattooed guys gotta prove how edgy they are.
I'm not trying to prove how edgy.
Oh, you're trying to prove how edgy you are. You go by Spike. You curse all the time. You got tattoos.
I don't curse all the time.
What are you doing in there, man? What are you doing?
No, I'm just having fun.
All right,
we're having a good time.
Okay, Jordan.
Apparently, you do in front of high schoolers, but I do in front of my 12 and 8-year-old.
Yeah, so everything's fine.
I'm an only child. I know what it's like to be the center of attention, and because of that, I'm not going to yield. I'm not going to yield my time to A.J. Brown entirely. Like, we're going to deal with him. We're going to take care of that in a minute. But a couple of other points first.
Boy.
I haven't called in a while.
Uh-huh.
Jack, my 8-year-old would like you to know he wants you to talk more during the show. He's tired of hearing Spike. So, Jack, if you could speak up a little bit more for Austin's benefit. We're in the car in the afternoon. He likes your take. He likes Jackie baseball. So,
yeah, I mean, I would love to, but I'm being surprised.
I haven't gotten a feel on you yet. But, Spike, I think you're starting to get on his nerves. So we're turning towards Jack in this house.
We had a whole 20-minute high hopes, Jack.
I don't like it, and I will not stand for it.
Ooh, we got Herb here?
Yeah, what are you, running through our phone call?
Herb in Princeton? There was a whole 20-minute high hopes Jackie baseball report today. We just had the top five at five. Like, you know, Jack's there. What is Jordan?
They're bits, though. It's bits. You got to integrate. Jack needs to be integrated. This is an integrated radio show. We're all together.
All right. We're all together. All right. What's next, Jordan?
So my other thing, 330 Country. The 330 Country's got to go. Spike, it's not you. You're not a country guy. You're a rock and roll guy. You're tattooed. You like Metallica. Hopefully I'll see you at AC/DC. So I think the 330 Country has got to go. On the music point, too, a couple of weeks ago, great discussion. I wanted to participate. You went to a cultural wedding, Spike. You went to an interesting cultural wedding.
I went to a wedding where most of the attendees were.
Song, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Did anyone put the Starland vocal band?
No. All right. Jordan's like on delay or something.
Yeah, I think Jordan just has a bad phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Either he couldn't hear what we were saying or not listen, or he wasn't listening. So from one delay to the next, Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Can we get a sounder for when you're on a fasting week? I mean, it's just.
No, I've been fine this week.
Yeah, but like every now and then.
No.
Well, only, but, well, he ain't OG. It didn't matter whether he's fasting or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you an OG.
Yeah. We act like I don't yell at people ever. You know? It's sort of my bit. Yeah. You know? I genuinely believe, having done this three times now, that this of the three times, and Jack and I could tell you, this of the three times, I have been the most normal and not like...
Cranky.
You know? I think I've been fine this week.
So... If winning is the best deodorant,
yeah,
and AJ isn't happy, then it's true that deodorant is the thief of joy.
Ah, there we go.
Wow.
Put them all together.
All goes full circle.
Yeah, it does.
I try. Yeah. I miss the old days when he was just on the sideline reading a book.
Yeah, it's been a
quiet time.
Yeah, it's been quite an adventure with AJ. You know.
Yeah, man.
Never
stop.
When they eventually do trade him, we'll have to do a show where we revisit every AJ controversy. We could do a whole show on that, right?
A show? It'd have to be a week.
Yeah. There's been a lot. A lot of content, you know. Might be difficult for the Eagles. Not so much for us, but there's certainly been a lot of content.
What's frustrating is when he does it, and then he's like, I can't believe you guys are talking about me. Like,
yes.
Well, then stop doing it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I agree with him. I mean, I was hoping for a better offense after 2 weeks off.
Yeah, well, we all agree with him. Like, we all agree to the extent that everybody wants the offense to be better. Everybody wants them to be able to pass more. Everybody wants him to get more catches, all that stuff, which is what makes it so ridiculous that he has to say it over and over and over again. Everybody agrees. And I didn't realize this as I was saying it earlier. He never, ever, 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 ever says what he can do better.
Yeah, you brought it in real quick, Gary, and that is something, Spike, that is true and legit that I don't think anybody else has pointed out. If it was about the team and wanting the team success and they're all working to get better, why isn't that he ever says to himself, this includes me. I need to do a better job getting open. I need to do a better job with my route running. Right? Like, we hear players, quarterbacks say that all the time. Coaches say that. I need to do a better job coaching. That wasn't good enough. Right? It makes it, and it's being said to make sure you're being inclusive and not excluding yourself from the issues. And Spike is exactly right. And all of these after games, these tweets or what have you, he's never said that I need to do a better job as well.
Like, he could have said, even if he's just doing it to pay lip service.
Yes, when but most of the time, yes, that's what it is.
When they asked him about the final play, he could have said, you know what, if I had it back, I maybe I could have reached up and done this or that, or I tried to get and I couldn't, or just to throw one thing in there.
Yep.
But it never happens. He never says it. And I give credit, some of the guys, you know, some, Jalen will do the standard, it's on me. Some of the offensive linemen have, it's Jordan specifically.
Yo, Jordan every week.
Give specifics of what they could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard AJ do it one time. And I think it's a little telling, you know?
Yeah, he has an agenda. And that's when you get frustrated and it feels like it's not about the team, because he doesn't say, oh, I could have got open. I could have made a play back to that ball. You know, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
It's always him.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Gary sounds like he's dealing with a cold or something there. I think he does want to win, but I think, like the Jimmy Butler comparison earlier.
Oh, that was a good one too.
He wants to be the center of the winning.
Yeah.
That's what it's not enough just to, and look, I think we all understand to a degree that, of course, you do.
Yeah.
Everybody does, mm-hmm. you know. But
so you know what's gonna happen at the end of this, right? Let's say they don't win.
Yep.
Super Bowl. Let's say they go out earlier than expected. Well, there'll be enough defense of Jalen mm-hmm. and who he is as a player that he'll get some of the blame, but I think the groundswell of blame will go to Kevin Petullo.
I of course it will.
He's going to be the fall guy for everybody, is that it's the offensive coordinator. And then what are people going to say when Nick Sirianni doesn't fire Kevin Petullo?
Right.
Because they're still going to win 12 or 13 games.
Yep. He's not getting fired.
No.
He's not. The season would have to go very, very badly for the rest of the year for him to get fired.
Yeah, you would need another collapse.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not just giving, because if you look at it, like, I'm certainly not Mr., you know, I thought they should have interviewed other people. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea how good a coordinator Kevin Petullo is. But a lot of what he's dealing with is not new, or it has nothing to do with him. The enormous difference between last year and this year is the effectiveness of the running game, and he has very little, I think, on the whole to do with that. We have had, from the offensive linemen themselves to Brian Baldinger, who's on, was saying that they're not getting to their second-level blocks, to the number of times it's been explained to us that that Stout is really the run game, you know, coordinator in that way. Yep. So he has very little to do with that. And then when you talk about the three and outs, well, that is directly in, like, that's the same exact, it's related to the run game. That's exactly what it is. And the pass game is good at times and bad at times, like it was last year. Uh-huh. And the biggest difference between last year and this year is that. That's it. We weren't looking at Kellen Moore's offense last year. We looked at it for four games.
Yeah, he got hired as a head coach because of Jeff Stoutland's offense.
Yes, it had nothing to do with Kevin, Kellen Moore last year.
How much are the Saints running this year?
Yes. He wants to develop a quarterback.
Throw the ball, yes.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Throw it!
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, a bit of a, we'll call it a demotion, but I don't think it's a demotion for a future star here in Philadelphia. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.